And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goober, Goober.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is The Darts. I want to get you off. I want you in my house. I got a little you're listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Darts. Now, I've been getting a little bit mad about Phoenix, haven't I, recently?
You have.
Phoenix, Arizona. We've been playing a number of bands from Phoenix, Arizona. The Darts are only 50% from Phoenix, Arizona, in that half the band live in Phoenix, half live in Los Angeles, and they have recorded that album remotely from each other, Tony.
Technology, eh?
I know, you'll be telling me next, there's two blokes with the longest running independent music podcast in the UK that don't even sit in the same room to make it.
Exactly. Crazy.
That track was called I Want to Get You Off, from a quite brilliant album by The Darts, which I believe is their first album. You can find out more about them by going by their Facebook page, Tony, which is
facebook.com/TheDarts.
Facebook.com/TheDartsUS. Hmm. Or The Darts Us, if you prefer to say it like that. Facebook.com/TheDartsUS. Paulie B and the Internet 1, Tony Neil. And we will be playing another track from the album in a few weeks' time as well. Right, Tony, I've got some additional material for you again.
Excellent.
This is very exciting, isn't it? If you have a poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email Poetry Corner. If you have a joke for me, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email Comedy Suburbs. Bren James has been in touch this week, Tony.
Okay.
With a poem, and he very handily titled the email Poetry Corner, so I noticed it.
Handy.
So this from Bren. Living in Seattle, working in a shipyard, as well as being brought up in a folk music, sea shanty singing community with a sailor father, I feel I have a special connection to The Rime of the Ancient Mariner by Samuel Coleridge. My favourite excerpt reads as follows. An orphan's curse would drag to hell a spirit from on high, but oh, more horrible than that is the curse in a dead man's eye. 7 days, 7 nights, I saw that curse, and yet I could not die. I think of it occasionally if I'm charged with the safety of others. Fair winds and following seas, Bren James. Yeah, cheers, Bren. Do you really want one of your own, mate?
Yeah, that would be nice.
Although that was a nice quote. If you would like me to quote in dramatic style a poem someone else has written, feel free to go ahead with it, but we do prefer your own stuff. Thank you very much for getting in touch, Bren. It is much appreciated, but try harder.
Yes,
Now, I'm going to play a song now, Tony, unless there's anything you'd like to add at this conjecture.
No, that's fine.
Have you got a favourite poem you'd like to read out?
Not really. I don't really know many poems. Or any, rather.
My favourite, do you know my favourite poem by someone else, Tony? Do you know that? Have we done that before? Spike Milligan.
Okay, maybe. What was it?
Well, seeing as Bren started it, I'm going to finish it before the next song. So my favourite Spike Milligan poem is On the Ning Nang Nong. Don't know whether you know that one, Tony. Do you know that one?
Don't think so.
Right, strap yourself in.
Okay.
On the Ning Nang Nong, where the cows go bong and the monkeys all say boo, there's a Nong Nang Ning, where the trees go ping and the teapots jibber jabber joo. On the Nong Ning Nang, all the mice go clang and you just can't catch them when they do. So it's Ning Nang Nong, cows go bong, Nong Nang Ning, trees go ping, Nong Ning Nang, mice go clang. What a noisy place to belong is the Ning Nang Ning Nang Nong.
Nice.
I love that poem. I must have learned that 35 years ago, maybe more, 40 wow. years. How about that? I was probably under 10 when I learned that poem. And if you're in any doubt there, I can't prove that I didn't read that out.
True.
But anyway,
yeah.
I didn't. That's the Ning Nang Nong, Tony. The Drunk Nuns are all the way from Boston, Massachusetts. So we're kicking off with two bands from America this week. The Drunk Nuns, one of our favourite names of a band ever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think, and quite possibly one of the greatest punk bands to ever come out of Boston. They have a newish album that's out right now. You can find out more about them via their Bandcamp page, Tony, which is
thedrunknuns.bandcamp.com.
It is. Right. It's Tony One, Paulie B, and the Internet One. It's over now. listening to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
The Drunk Nuns, man, that is one cracking band, a band I'd like to see live. Quite a varied album, actually. I think the album's called The Drunk Nuns and Friends.
Oh, okay, cool.
Which is nice. Not an album I could ever bring out myself.
Right.
Yeah.
Must be nice to have friends.
It must be, mustn't it?
We can only dream.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, do you know what? I am very clean shaven.
Are you?
Yeah, I've had a shave just before the recording of this show, and not to impress you out there in Radioland, but because I've had a bizarre text from my would-be sometime hairdresser saying that she could cut my hair straight after the recording of this show.
Ooh.
So I jumped at the chance and had a shave so that she'd be able to demarcate her hairlines as appropriate.
Very nice.
Yeah. I wonder if she'll send me any more WhatsApp messages with photographs of her vagina on.
Oh.
You weren't expecting that, were you, Tom?
No one expects that.
Yeah, I'll take it I hadn't told you about that then.
No.
No, no.
I would have remembered that.
Right. So this is the chain of events that led to my hairdresser nearly sending me a photograph of her vagina, I should say. So she said one of the many times she's cancelled me getting my hair cut was to say that she was sorry, but her dog was dying and it had given her an abscess on her groin. And I said, oh, that sounds absolutely terrible. And she went, yes, and then sent me a photograph of it.
Right.
I didn't really need to see that.
No.
No. All I really wanted to do is cut my hair, Tone. I must stress this.
Some people can share too much. I blame Facebook.
We have an interesting relationship. But it didn't. The photograph she sent didn't leave a lot to be desired.
Right.
Right. I've shocked you, haven't I?
I don't know what to say to it, really.
If you have a hairdresser that's ever sent you a photograph of their genitalia, why not email tony@punkyradio.com. Tony, your email. My hairdresser sends me photographs of their cock and twat and that.
Yeah, make me feel like I'm the odd one out.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. Yeah.
You'll probably get a deluge.
Probably.
Tony, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Brilliant, that means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Boyle.
Thank you, Boyle.
You forgot that bit, didn't you?
You threw me.
Forgot the Frankie Boyle.
Absolutely threw me.
Or was it the news about the hairdresser?
Yeah, it was all that. That we didn't do Facebook comments last week. It's just all. It's daylight out. We're doing this on a Sunday. There's so many things throwing me.
It's all over, Shant.
It's all over, Shant. It's all right.
Anyway, go for it. Get back on track.
Thanks for Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please leave me a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page. Leave us a comment. Give us a cheeky follow. Get in touch. If I won this week...
Hey, Tony, have we reached 1,000 yet?
What, likes?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's up to
1,000 page types. It's about time we got there, isn't it?
I think it's about 900 or something. I don't know.
Yeah, we've been on 900 for 8 years.
Yeah. I think we could... We get, you know, one step forward, one step back. If you haven't liked us before, do just pop along and like us. Even if you don't want to leave us a comment, just like the page so we know you're listening. Would be good to know.
It'd be nice.
Yeah, so we've just got one this week. And I've not heard from this listener before. So it's from Ellie Guttridge Wadwop.
All right.
And she says, because I'm not allowed to listen to Punky at home, long story, I tend to reserve my monthly trips to London. Gets me down on the train, back and round Covent Garden with a smile on my face. Keep it
on.
We will. Thank you very much, Ellie.
Thank you very much for the comment.
Yeah. But she may or may not be featured later on the show.
Oh dear.
So yeah, thanks for getting in touch. That's all I have.
Well, in that case, that concludes
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
There you are, Tone. Let's play two songs in a row, shall we?
Yes, let's do that.
Stay tuned for a new track that's fresh out the bag from Death Party UK, which we will enjoy talking about very shortly. First up, a band we've only played one other track off their latest album. I talk about The Roots, Tony.
Oh, hi, okay.
Formerly 100 Mile an Hour Garage Punk from Hita City, Japan, but now getting all a bit psychedelic on us. But we've got a right nice little tune coming out of their latest album this week, Tony. What I want to know is, what is The Roots Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheRootsJP.
Facebook.com/TheRoots. TheRoutes. Paulie Beanie set 2, Tony 1. This is the Roots, the makeup of The Roots now. They were formerly three Japanese guys, but now I think they describe themselves as Anglo-Nippon.
Huh.
Or something. But anyway, they're cracking. You'll enjoy this. This is Peeling Face.
The smartest peanut in the turd.
Yeah. skies and I look down below. Angel or devil, I just don't know. The she devil within fishnet guys, an angel in black with mascara eyes, a Jezebel with a tattooed soul, the normal woman with a loving heart, a she devil with fishnet guys, an angel in black with mascara eyes, a Jezebel with a tattooed soul.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with the Beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Death Party UK and a new track called She Devil. Not Goth and Roll, I'd call that, Tony.
Right, nice.
Not Goth and Roll. Absolutely brilliant. I'd like to see them live.
It must
I believe
be
they'd be very, a very entertaining live act.
Hmm.
And they already have a lot of published material. And you can find out more by going to their website, Tony, which is
deathpartyuk.com.
It is indeed. It's Tony too, poorly being internet too, and hello to Trev, the Dark Lord.
Yes.
Indeed. Right then. So, did you do anything last week?
I don't think I did. I don't think I did. No, I did my footing a couple of weeks ago. No, I've started retiling my step again. It's the weather's changed. I and Mike will be pleased to hear this. I've started tiling again. I'm now about five or six tiles back into it.
I and Mike, I reckon, will be almost ready for an update.
I think he will. I'll drop him a picture soon. I might just do it privately on email. Yeah, but I might put it on Facebook. I don't know yet. But yeah,
be careful. But make sure he's not a hairdresser before you send him anything.
I'll just make sure I check myself before I take any pictures.
Yeah, do, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, yeah. So hopefully we're going to get more stuff done on the house. So we're gearing back up again. But that's what we're doing. What'd you get up to?
Well, last week, if you're not there, and the week before, if you are, I did the first ever stand-up comedy show in the Duke's Arms, Tony.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms. It was brilliant.
Oh, great.
Absolutely packed pub. We got three of the acts dropped out on the day, which could have been a problem, except that I just told the other five to do longer.
Right.
Worked out fine. Absolutely brilliant night. Really, really good fun. Thanks to everyone who came down. Now, we are now in the planning stage for a second gig there, hopefully in autumn.
Oh, great. Okay, cool.
A cracking pub full of lovely people.
Excellent.
They should put that on the sign. Yeah, it was absolutely brilliant, and thanks to everyone who came down. And I had a great fun, and I drank too much, Tony.
Of course you did.
I did, yeah. To the point that at 7 a.m. the next morning, when I finally went to bed, I decided to take out whatever ire had surfaced on a number of stand-up comics on Facebook.
Right.
Yeah, in answer to ones he posted about... I did a Facebook post, didn't I, last week?
Oh, you did. Quite yeah, entertaining yeah. post.
Yeah, thank you very much. I thought there was a cracking joke in it halfway through.
Right, which one was that?
The one that said, because a load of people have been posting, Article 50 happened last night, but I didn't see any of... you Brexiteers having a party about it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I just put, if you wonder why we didn't have a party, it's because we were worried that you Ramonas were going to come round and ruin it with your whining.
Yeah,
but yeah, so anyway, it led to the usual Facebook outbursts from people who think they know better than everyone else, and some of them were stand-up comics, and I just got a bit sick of them by then and went rah 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 rah, and then decided not to check any of the responses.
Nah, the first day of it, I thought it actually was quite restrained and it was quite interesting, but after that it got started getting a bit moany, so I just stopped reading it.
That, it was all the same old, wasn't it? I'd even put in the post, I don't need all your convenient facts to prove your point.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd just like you to stop whining. And my page, my gaff, my rules. But yeah, exactly. Anyway, yeah, so yeah. I did that. Look, I digress, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
I digress. The Duke's Arms was brilliant, and we had a great time, and thanks to everyone who came down, and thanks to Steve for organising it and doing such a great job of hosting us.
Excellent.
Excellent. Should we play a song from the vaults?
Let's do that.
I was reminded this week, I say reminded, I think about them regularly actually, of one of my favourite ever bands, a band called King Kurt, Tony, who are still going and who we have played on the show now and then over the years, pretty much since it first started, because I remember getting in touch with the lead singer on MySpace and saying, listen, what's the deal with us playing King Kurt stuff? Who owns the rights? And he said, as far as I know, we all do. Go for it. I went, brilliant.
Excellent.
But saying that, I don't know whether we've ever played this King Kurt track, but we played King Kurt enough that it's from the vaults anyway. This is from their first album, which you may remember I have described as the psychobilly Sergeant Pepper. I talk, of course, about Ooh Walla Walla.
Yep.
And this is a great track from it. The singer on this song is not the lead singer. It was the, now let me get this right, it was the rhythm guitar player who sang on this one. It's the only song on the album not sung by the lead singer. But anyway, I think the rhythm guitar player, I think he might have been a history teacher.
Oh,
and certainly, this song has historical overtones, Tony.
Oh.
Whilst at the same time being quite funny. What I want to know is, what is King Kurt's website?
KingKurt.co.uk.
It's KingKurt.com, Tony. Paulie Beans there 3, Tony 2, but there's not a lot on it. There's not been a lot updated recently, but there are links to other places where you can find out about King Kurt on it. Anyway, point is, Paulie Bean, Internet 3, Tony 2, this is Oedipus Rex. You're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was King Kurt. Oedipus, Oedipus Rex. Got a fight with his daddy and used his mum for sex. It's a great album. Ooh Walla Walla. It will still be available in some capacity or other. And I strongly recommend that every single person listening owns it. You will not be disappointed.
Excellent.
Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
In that case, it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Woo, 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 woo.
Yep, thanks for your gigs. If you do a gig for me, email me tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is to watch them play. Doesn't have to be in the UK. It is an international gig guide, so even if it's in the US or anywhere in the world, do let me know. Seth the cat milk has been in touch.
And I'm always happy when he has.
And you know, he did fall at the first hurdle here. He did unfortunately email you rather than me.
He did, yeah. I think I forwarded it without writing anything.
Yes, yeah, but the day after he did get in touch with me to apologise and sent it on himself as well. So
right.
He did realise.
So he is forgiven.
He is forgiven, of course. He's okay. So I'm gonna just change his email slightly. Say, hi Tony, I've been meaning to send this for a while, but you know how it is, things just don't happen by themselves. It's the Leamington Punk Festival, April the 15th, 2 p.m. to 11 p.m. Tickets £14, £16. So it looks like the members, Peter and the Test Tube Babies, Fire Squad, The Vibrators, Clash Tribute, London Calling, and TV Smith. It's at the Assembly, Leamington Spa. So,
sounds brilliant.
If you are around the Leamington Spa area and you want to go somewhere, and of course you do if you're in Leamington Spa, do check it out.
Royal Leamington Spa,
of
Tony,
course.
In a week when God Save the Queen, or rather the singer of God Save the Queen, John Lydon, made a bit of a chump of himself.
Well, right, was he talking about Trump or something?
Yeah, and well, no, and he was going on about how we haven't taken enough care of our borders, and that thing that happened in London wouldn't have happened if we took more care of our borders. And then a lot of people pointed out to him that the geezer was from Kent or something.
Kent.
And he's like, oh, shut up, John Lydon. But the thing is, I don't think it's a reason to discount everything else he's ever done. I think you can let some things go.
I think he came out on the side of Ed Sheeran this week as well, didn't he?
Who did?
John Lydon.
What?
He came out in support of Ed Sheeran on something or other. That's as far as I read. Exactly.
I take it all back. I think he's a spiky head, smelling idiot.
Exactly. Yeah.
Speaking of spiky head, butter smelling idiots, can I just say happy birthday to Una, who was 50 this week and used to be a teenage punk rocker on the King's Road. And she and her partner Luke had a Clockwork Orange party at Club 85 in Hitchin. I've seen some of the photos and it looked brilliant.
Excellent.
Yes.
That's it though. I have for gigs. I don't have no more.
So that concludes
Tony's international gig guide.
Woohoo! Woo! Oh! Two songs in a row now, Tony.
Why?
Stay tuned for the Witch Doctors, a band we've played before, who've got an absolutely brilliant album that came out last year called Voodoo Eye. Yet another brilliant track from that album. First up, Tony, though, it's time for some Swiss Electro Garage Lunacy.
Nice.
Yeah, I talk, of course, about the blind... Well, I say the Blind Butcher. I'm going to tell you now, it's Blind Butcher.
Okay.
But it's hard for the English not to stick a the on the front of everything, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
What that's calling ourselves the England, you know, that doesn't help. But yeah, Blind Butcher. This came out on Voodoo Rhythm Records a couple of months ago, and a cracking album. What one knows, Tony, what is Blind Butcher's website?
Blindbutcher.com.
Blindbutcher.ch. CH being a Swiss thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's poorly being a step four, Tony, too.
Right.
And this is Fire.
I'm
Tongue Scraper.
Cold black night, gonna bring it on. Been a long, long time, gotta cut and run. Hook through the bag and back again. Picked her up and threw her down in front of her friends. Message arrived, number withheld. Party on the way for the good time girl. Slips through her arms and back again. Call her man, a lane, she's gonna drive you insane. My Elaine woke up this morning feeling blue. My Elaine, she's gonna scare the hell right out of you. So far, checks his watch, worried out of his mind, she's gonna get a shot. He's getting loaded and someone will pay. Smashing glass and kicking his ass, he's walking away.
You're listening to Desoros Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Witch Doctors and a track called Mad Elaine, which is rather brilliant, from their album Voodoo Eye, which is out right now. Witch Doctors are a London, I'm not sure what we're calling them, garage, blues, punk, rock and roll, everything brilliant, got to see them live band.
Right, nice.
But what's their Facebook page, Tony?
Facebook.com/The Witch Doctors UK.
Right. I'm going to give you it, even though you're completely wrong.
Right, okay.
Because I never, there are other ones that I don't know if they're the Witch Doctors or Witch Doctors. Right. But it's facebook.com/witchdoctors, as in witch, as in a witch, and then doctors, D-O-K-T-O-R-S.
Right, okay.
I'm going to give you the points. Some nice. Tony, wow. 3, Paulie B and the Internet 4. A great song by a great band, and it's from a great album. You featured one of their songs in our last best of, didn't you?
Ah, I think you're right.
Yeah, No Pain, No Gain, I think it was.
Yep, that rings a bell.
Really, really good band. Are you doing anything this week?
Don't think so. Tiling, getting quotes for the garden, hopefully buying some paint. So not really, no.
What are you doing? Well, this Friday, I'm doing the Last Minute Comedy Comedian of the Year final at Woodside Hall in Hitchin in Hertfordshire, and you can find out more about it on lastminutecomedy.com. I don't have the lineup yet. I won't have the lineup until the night before. because the last heat is the night before, so it's all very exciting. There'll be between 6 and 8 acts on, and it's bound to be brilliant. It's always not a highlight of the year, because the gig's always good, but it's something different for the audience once a year. They normally have two acts doing half an hour each, and on this occasion they have, well, between 6 and 8 acts all doing their best 10 minutes to see who will be crowned. And the winner of the competition gets to play full sets at the club and anything else that I book. So they may even end up in Burton Latimer, Tony.
Ooh.
And Oslo.
Nice.
Which is quite nice. So that's my main focus this week, Tony.
Okay.
I have gone back to work in the warehouse as well after an not enforced layoff, but quite a long layoff. And I was there. I started work at 7 o'clock this morning, and it all came as a bit of a shock to the system.
Yeah, you are busy.
Yeah, I don't like work, am I? I said I explained to someone on the department I was working on today. He said, "You seem under a bit of pressure there." I said, "Well, you know the expression, he's no stranger to hard work." He went, "Yeah." I said, "I am a stranger to hard work." I don't like it. But anyway, so I've got that going on as well. But my main focus this week is this Friday in Hitchin. Really looking forward to it, and I hope to see some of you there.
Excellent.
Should we play a band we've never played before?
That'd be nice.
It's a good idea, isn't it? A band that emailed me this week asking me if I'd be interested in playing a track they brought out. I think a newish band, a five-piece Reading rock band, Tony, called Scotland Yardies.
Okay.
I like that name as well. So Scotland Yardies, I don't know whether this is the first thing they've released or not, but anyway, I listened to it, liked it, thought it's on the show. Tony, I'm going to tell you now, you're not going to get this.
Right.
What is Scotland Yardies' Facebook page?
All right. Facebook.com/ScotlandYardies.
Facebook.com/ScotlandYardies 420.
Right.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why that is either. Unless they had 419 goes at the page and kept messing it up.
Right.
And at the 420th, they struck gold. Anyway, facebook.com/ScotlandYardies420. If you are a member of Scotland Yardies, or indeed know why the Facebook page is fake, facebook.com/ScotlandYardies420, email paulieb@punkyradio.com and tell me.
Is 420 a cannabis reference or something like that?
I don't know.
Rings a bell.
It rings a bell, Tony. Well, I mean, you know a lot more about drugs than I do.
Oh, I am down with the kids.
You are. I think the real reason you're buying paint this week is to sniff it.
Oh, I do love a good paint, Neff.
That's nice. That's enough to make me chock on my cornflakes. Right then, where am I here?
Okay.
Although, what's happening is we're going to play it now, aren't we?
We are, yeah.
This is Scotland Yardies. This is Neurotic.
poison that can stop it, I'm neurotic. I can't quite explain what I mean, but you know what I mean. You're neurotic like me, not just neurotic. There ain't nothing else to call it, I'm neurotic. There ain't nothing that can stop it, I'm neurotic. I can't quite explain what I mean, but you know what I mean. You're neurotic like me.
You're listening to Mullet Monster Matthew underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
You do a great job on the beds with remarkable regularity.
I do.
You do indeed. That was Scotland Yardies and Neurotic. And you know what? If they send us more material, I've got a feeling we might play it, Tony.
I looked up 420, by the way.
Yeah?
It's a code term that refers to consumption of cannabis.
Blimey, Tony. You were right on the ball and I knew nothing.
Yes.
But what you've done there is stopped Scotland Yardies needing to get in touch with me.
Well, they can always send us more music.
Oh, they can, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
All right, so basically, you were right, it's a drugs reference.
Yeah, I'm not right very often, I'm just quite, you know, I'm surprised myself. I blame it being a Sunday.
You blame what?
It being a Sunday.
Oh, okay, right. So Sunday's when you think about drugs, is it?
Yeah, pretty much. It's what Jesus would want.
Have you got a twat?
Not really, but possibly kind of.
Alright.
If you have a twat for me, do it to your mummy. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. That's all I need to know. All twats feed with thanks. I have had an email, as mentioned earlier. Now, last week we were talking about the first aid course I went on. And I was talking about the blood gushing. So if you stab something in your arm and there's blood gushing out of it, we were asked what you would do, and I suggested maybe you would put a tourniquet on it.
Right.
And the woman doing the course said, no, you shouldn't do that. What you should do is cover it and call an ambulance.
Right.
So I was clearly wrong. I have had an email again from Eleanor Guttridge, who we commented before in Facebook session.
Right.
She says, as a medic of over 20 years experience, I'd like to point out that if you simply cover a bleeding wound, you will have an exsanguinating patient. Put a fucking tourniquet on it, man. Save a life. Alternative, make some hot sweet tea. That'll do the job. So it doesn't sound like that advice I was given was really the best advice.
Yeah, hang on a minute. So what are you supposed to do with the hot sweet tea? Just have a cup yourself so you feel a bit better?
I think so, yeah. You know, it's
yeah, makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, really. But yeah, so I think I don't know why we were told that, but maybe, I don't know. But so the tourniquet thing clearly is a bit of a bad advice. So the only
the tourniquet thing is good advice, isn't it?
No, in terms of not putting it on would be probably bad
not
advice.
Not putting it on is bad advice.
Yeah.
Applying a tourniquet is good advice, and you were right again, Tony.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point, actually. Huh.
Dr. Tony, lightning, the king of tourniquets and cannabis.
Lightning does strike twice.
It really does.
Huh.
It's a sensational Sunday.
There you go.
Right then, so what's happening then? Are we twatting someone here?
I think So bad medical advice from a first aid course in Nottingham
is a twat. That is clutching at straws, Tony.
A little bit
better next week.
That's all I had. Sorry about that.
Yeah, if you do have a twat, email tony@punkyray.com. Tighten your email is a twat, yeah?
Yep.
Lovely job. Right, let's play one last song this week, Tony.
All right.
A band we've played, I believe, once before, a band called Cut. Now, described on their Facebook page as South London Space Punks, Tony. I'll tell you why that's controversial in a minute. First of all, what do you think Cut's Facebook page is?
Facebook.com/cutband.
Facebook.com/cutband.
Right.
And if you do cut the band, Tony, what should you do?
Put a tourniquet on it.
Apply a tourniquet, that's right. Anyway, I think that's Paulie the Internet 6, Tony 3, so a bit of a thrashing this week, despite the fact I gave you a point. Never mind about that.
That's all right.
The reason I say it's slightly controversial is I'm just praying that's the right band. There are more than one band in the world called Cut, and I think this stuff's come from the band I've just mentioned, and they are South London Space Punks, as you will see when we play this track in just a second, and that is the right Facebook page, but I could be wrong.
Right.
But I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure. But anyway, whether I'm right or wrong, I've still won this week, and that's the important thing to me. Pauline Internet 6, Tony 3. This is Automatic Heart. That's about the size of it for this week, Tony. That was Cut, Automatic Heart. I'm afraid it's the cut I think it is. I'm sure I'm right. I'm sure I'm not wrong. I'm sure we've had that information, and I'm sure I haven't got something entirely wrong. If I have made some fatal error, I can only apologise. But regardless, does Tony approve?
Tony approves.
There you go. We forgot to say that this week, Tony. Ah. Just when we got the thing going, we forgot about it again. So if you'd like Tony to approve of something, why not email Tony at funkyradio.com? Asking him a question, asking if he approves. And we'll have a quite simple yes or no next week, I imagine.
Excellent, yes.
Maybe you could mention the online stations that carry the show.
Yep, we're on Padunk, Padunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K, radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra. It's just Radio Andra, that's A-N-D-R-A.S-E.
And thank you to both of them for carrying the show. Also, thanks to the Duke's Arms, where we are now on air on a Monday night from 9 o'clock in there, which is giving Steve quite an early night because I think he's down to one person listening other than him.
Oh, right. Okay.
He very kindly blamed it on the fact that the people locally had been saving up for the comedy show, so didn't have the money to go out. I'm going, Steve, I don't think this is going to last. But anyway, if you are in the Burton Latimer area and you fancy hearing us in a pub, that's a very, very good way to do it. Hopefully I'll see one or two of you this Friday at Woodside Hall in Hitchin. Other than that, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo, got poo.
But you got.